Our Horton Locker Room Chat continues here tonight on KNZA 103.9 FM. Brandon Tadman with you, and we're now joined by Chargers boys basketball coach, that is David Losey. It is presented by USB and Sweet Pro Feeds. Coach, another win, now three straight victories for your squad. A nice win over Jefferson County North on Tuesday night, 52-37. Just kind of the overall takeaway from that game, what'd you like most?
Well, we came out and shot well. We played at a pretty high intensity level. Early in the game, we got out ahead. Like I said, hit some shots. Defensively, we made a few adjustments from the time we played them a couple weeks ago, and then even made some in-game adjustments. The kids were flying around defensively, pressuring shots. I thought we rebounded well. And, you know, like I said, we got a lead and didn't relinquish it. We really did a good job keeping the spread double digit, and kids played well. I got to give those guys a lot of credit.
Yeah, and it was a pretty quick turnaround. You saw that same JCN team just a couple weeks ago, and they got the first win there, but then you guys bounced back just a couple weeks later with a nice 15-point win. I want to get a quick thought here on the sub-state, because this Horton sub-state is very balanced. There's really not a lot of separation between the teams right now, and we still got a little bit to figure out with a couple weeks left, and some of these may move around a little bit, but I guess from your perspective, how early do you kind of like look ahead to sub-state? What's the preparation look like for you, and just kind of an overall takeaway from what you see so far with the teams involved?
Well, I think we, you know, I'm not going to lie, we look a little bit here, kind of see where you're at, look at some schedules, kind of see where you may end up landing. But, you know, in the end game, I think, you know, we just got to take care of ourselves the first next four games, and you know, they'll fall where they need to fall. And I agree, that's sub-state's balanced as one as I've ever seen in 30-plus years. You know, it's several teams could come out of there, you know, get on a roll, play well for a week, and win that thing, go to state. So it's kind of exciting because there are so many teams. Then it's a little scary, too, because you might be one and done. Cause you got to play well and keep an eye on each other and go from there.
Yeah, and I feel like it's one of those sub-states where it's just, again, there's not really much separation between the bottom and the top. It's just who may be playing the best basketball once we get there, and that could be the reason that one team gets out of there.
Yeah, I agree totally. Again, you've got several teams that can win this, and I mean that from one to eight. It's crazy. I don't know a lot about Republic County being all the way out there, but I have some connections out that way. So if we end up with them, we can talk to them. But the other seven we're pretty familiar with, and anybody can beat anybody on any given night.
Well, you continue on and try to keep that little winning streak going on Friday as you take on Pleasant Ridge for a second time. You saw them back in December. You guys won the first meeting by 14. Both teams are obviously different now. It's kind of different. You know, December's a long ways ago, but what's kind of the expectation for this second meeting?
Well, we're hoping, you know, of course, same result. We've done some things differently defensively to adjust. They've got some really good shooters, and we'll, you know, go over some scouting reports with that and make our adjustments there. I feel like our kids are, you know, they pick up things pretty quick, and we've got some pretty good basketball minds, I guess you could say, a little bit of savvy that, you know, they understand who shoots well, and they understand the good rebounders on other teams now, because we go over it, we work it, and they pick that up sometimes in games. So I hope, you know, the experience that we've gathered, you know, 10-12 games ago, and those 10 or 12 games will help us out this Friday.
Horton boys basketball coach David Losey joining us. Three straight wins now for the Chargers. They beat Jefferson County North Tuesday, 52-37. They'll try to get another win against Pleasant Ridge this season on Friday. They will be on the road for that one. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck Friday.
All right, thank you.